Biggest takeaways from yesterday, what were they?
Really good lunch.
what was the lunch?
They feed us well. Now, you know, I have to tell you, I'm a little surprised in the menu selection for the past few years at the Ag Development Forum. We have not had barbecue in several years. And so this yesterday, but I can't complain. Surprised, but no complaint. We had a big, thick pork loin.
Oh.
There was pork in that was covered in cheese and topped with sprinkles of ham. It was delicious. Everything was very, very good.
It sounds like everyone's going to be making a visit to the cardiologist here pretty soon.
You know, it is what it is, but it was worth it. That was certainly a highlight. But yeah, a lot of things talked about. There was a lot of the Ag Development Forum takes a backward look at the previous year before heading into the new year. That was certainly the case yesterday. We talked about the crises that we had last year, particularly in North Carolina. Of course, you can't say that without talking about Hurricane Helene. Yep. And so there was a roundtable discussion with five farmers from the western part of the state, one farmer from the east who talked about the situation that they were in. Most people don't realize this. 99 of the 100 counties in North Carolina were either presidentially declared or secretarially declared disaster areas in agriculture last year because of the flash drought or Hurricane Debbie coming through and dumping too much water, and then, of course, Hurricane Helene in the mountains. 99 of the 100, and Commissioner Troxler made a point out that the 100th, leaving that out, was a mistake. So every county in the state affected by some kind of crisis last year. So is 2025 going to be better? Well, we certainly hope so.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. I know you can't predict things in 2025, but as you kind of look ahead and you can sort of read some of the tea leaves and the way things are going, is it going to be a better year for ag in North Carolina?
That's a great question. Dr. Jeffrey Dorfman, who is an economist.
We had him on yesterday.
Okay. Yes. Well, then he may have given you a preview of what he was going to say yesterday. And he declares that 2025 for economics and agriculture is going to be, quote, fair to Midland. Now, that means it'll be better than 2024.
Well,
prices were down for farmers last year. Things look to be. He expects the interest rates are going to be around. He said we might get down to 5% this year. They're in the sixes now. He said we might see 5% this year. He said the only way that it's going to get any lower is federal government has got to curb spending because interest is going to stay up as long as the spending stays up. There's just not enough money to go around. So that's his concern there. But he does see slow, slight improvement this year. That means that prices should be a little bit better for farmers. So he advised them, take their wins where they could get them. Don't be too chancy. Mm-hmm. Don't take too many risks. But when you see an opportunity to make a little money, go ahead and do it.
Speaking of prices, egg prices.
Yes.
Only going to go up, apparently, is what we're hearing this morning. How do we get to the other side of this?
Well, it's just going to take time. It's just going to take time. I talked to Commissioner Troxler about this yesterday. And really, I mean, it's hard to put a timeline on this, but the things that are important there, number one, we have to stay vigilant with biosecurity. This is all being caused, as I'm sure you know, by bird flu.
Yes.
HPAI, they call it in the industry. Highly pathogenic avian influenza. There's new strains now that are coming in. It's mutating. So it's only going to make it more difficult. Prevention is the key, he said, and he has stressed that. I will say this, though. We need to tip our hat to the North Carolina Department of Agriculture and to our state veterinarian, Dr. Mike Martin, and let them know. They are and this was noted yesterday by folks from outside the state. We are leading the country in research and efforts to curb HPAI So we're doing everything we can.
Sure.
Farmers are doing everything they can. But here's the trick. We sit in North Carolina. We sit right on the flight path of migrating birds, mm-hmm. right up and down the East Coast. Well, that's where the bird flu is. It's in these wild bird populations. They're going to come in. They're going to commingle with backyard flocks. It's almost unavoidable. So we're doing everything we can. The department is doing everything that it can. And this goes all across the country.
Sure.
But they're doing everything they can. The short answer to your question, it's simply going to take time. It's been going on for a couple of years now. It's a wait-and-see thing. I wish I had a good answer for you.
You mentioned the backyard flocks.
Yeah.
I know people that have chickens,
yep.
in their backyard. My grandparents for years had chickens in their backyard. We got eggs. You know, there's people that Kelly works with that have chickens. Can we get eggs from those people? Is it safe to eat those eggs from people who have backyard chickens?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it could be, but they do not. I'll tell you, the folks with the backyard flocks, typically speaking,
yep.
I can't make up too broad of a statement here. They're not going to use the biosecurity measures that your professional,
sure.
I got my air quotes going, professional farmers, layer operations are taking, because they know what's going on. These backyard flocks, they're the ones that are really vulnerable to HPAI. So, yeah, be careful.
Okay.
Be careful is the thing. Now, that being said, is the risk of catching bird flu in humans very, very, very low.
Okay.
So, you know, that being said, yeah, you're probably fine.
Well, you take a chance every day in everyday life.
Hey, you know, you wake up and you get in the car. Well, there you go.
All right, a couple of thoughts before I let you go.
Yeah.
As you look ahead next couple months, what are the big ag headlines we're going to be following as we get into the early part of the spring?
Right now, what's going on in Washington, D.C. has everybody's attention, and that is these confirmation hearings. Mm-hmm. Brooke Rollins passed out of the Senate Ag Committee unanimously to be confirmed. She goes to the Senate floor now. As you know, agriculture is probably the last bastion of bipartisanship,
yeah.
in D.C. So for her to pass out there with that kind of a vote speaks well. Hopefully she'll get a quick confirmation and USDA can get busy there. Watch for Health and Human Services, the nominee there, of course, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. A lot of people in agriculture are a little worried about RFK because he has said some interesting things. But it's hard to argue when he says, hey, we need to make America healthy again. Hard to argue with that. Want to make sure the farmers are saying, okay, we hear what you're saying. We're all for that. Let's make sure we follow the science. So watch the confirmations right there. That's going to be very interesting. And then, of course, as always, as we've been talking about for 2 years, passing a farm bill.
Got to get a farm bill.
Yeah, got to get it.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Appreciate it.